time and play it. Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, Master, we need a word, and we need a word from thee.
Yes, Lord.
Now, God, all of us confess we have sinned. We repent of all our sins. And we pray you forgive us of all thy sins.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Master, we pray you hide us behind thine cross. Speak unto thine servant, that way your servant may speak unto thy people.
Yes.
And then, God, when it's all said and done, we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
Yes.
That's due to your holy name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Again, we certainly give honor to God, to Jesus who is the Christ. Certainly thank God for his precious, holy, and divine spirit. Thank God for Lady Thomas, our children, and this church called House of Praise.
Amen.
It's good to be here on this fourth Sunday in August.
Amen.
2025. Amen. Time waits on no man.
All right.
Amen. So whatever we preparing to do, let us get in a hurry and do it.
All right.
Amen. There is a word from the Lord in Psalm 62. Psalm 62. We want to look at verses 1 through 8. Amen. Psalm 62. Are we there yet? Amen. I will be reading, amen, out of the New King James Version, amen, of the Bible. Amen. The words of God read in this wise. Truly my soul silently waits for God.
Yes, Lord.
From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man?
How long, Lord?
You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They can only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. May the Lord say, Lord, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. For a little while, I want to talk about stand still in the midst of trouble. Amen. Stand still in the midst of trouble.
All right.
Now, all of us here this morning have been in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Before, at one time or another. Some of us might be in trouble right now.
Come on, Bishop.
You might be facing trouble in your marriages.
Come on.
You might be facing some type of sickness in your body.
All right.
But whatever the case is, I'm a witness.
Come on.
That God is a healer.
Come on.
Are y'all with me?
All right.
God is a problem solver.
Come on.
If we all learn how allowed to stand still in the midst of trouble.
Come on, Bishop.
God will get in that midst of trouble with his children. Am I right there?
God will, yeah.
In our text today, we are in Psalm 62. Now, this is a psalm written by King David.
All right.
Credited to David's seer, Jeduthun. David wrote this psalm based on what his seer prophesied. Now, first of all, a king's seer in biblical times, Lady Thomas, his job to the king was to cover the king and to see visions from God that God was handing down to the seer. And another name for seer was prophet.
Come on.
So Jeduthun was a prophet. Y'all stay with me now. To King David. And this helped David. How it helped David, Bishop, to be more effective in his leading the people of God, because he knew what God had required of him to do concerning the people under King David's leadership.
All right.
And so now Jeduthun was important because he was the prophet in the camp of King David. And he wanted us and King David to know that we just need to learn how to trust in God.
All right.
In the midst of whatever you and I are going through. Are y'all with me here?
All right, all right.
Now, let me back up and help us, because you're wondering why we're talking about Jeduthun. I'm not talking about Jeduthun. The Bible talking about Jeduthun. Jeduthun was a prophet. Jeduthun was a chief musician under King David.
All right.
David composed a song and handed it to Jeduthun. Jeduthun had six sons, and Jeduthun was a sort of a dean of music.
All right.
He had a music ministry, and his six sons helped him with his ministry.
All right.
And so they were Levites, or the Levite musician, within the camp of Israel under King David.
Come on.
Are y'all with me here? And so it's very important to understand that when we are, and I gotta go there this morning, when we are pastors, when we are kings, priests, whatever our position is, yes, God does hand the directive down directly to us. But God also will speak to the people on our team on how to help us to get done what God has already spoke to us.
Right.
In other words, we cannot do it by ourselves.
That's right.
Do I have a witness?
All right.
I thank God for Lady Thomas.
All right.
Being our assistant.
Amen.
And other pastors that pour in when we get ready to put on special programs.
All right.
To make this thing happen. Number one. Real quick. Then we're moving on. If we're going to be effective, the first thing we have to understand, whatever we do, whatever program we put on, have to bring glory to God.
All right.
That's number one.
That's right.
Number two, the people that operate within the program gonna have to learn how to be on one accord with the Spirit of God.
Come on.
And the one that God placed over the program.
Yes, Lord.
Finally, number three, then we're moving on.
All right.
We're going to have to be able to help the people with the program that we are doing.
All right.
So in other words, if the program does not bring glory to God, if the program does not help the people, then shut it down and shut it down quickly.
All right.
Because it's not about me. It's not about you.
Right.
But it's all about King Jesus.
All
right. Do I have a witness here?
Yeah.
And so now, Psalm 62. Can I help us?
Come on.
Psalm 62. has nothing in it directly, either a prayer or praise, nor does it appear upon what occasion it was penned, nor whether upon any particular occasion, whether mournful or joyful. But what we do know about this song,
come on, Bishop,
is that David wanted us to know that he fully trusts in God. And he wants us to trust in God. And so when we trust in the Lord,
come on,
amen, great things will happen in our lives.
Come on.
Because we have taken it out of our hands.
Come on now.
And placed it in the hands,
come on,
that's almighty, and all powerful.
Right.
And he alone, God,
God, come on,
can do anything but fail.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me here?
Yes.
Let me calm down. Let me calm down.
Come on.
Psalm 62.
Yeah.
Verse 1. The Bible says, truly, my soul silently waits for God.
Yes, Lord.
From him comes my salvation. Good God Almighty. Now, in this psalm, Lord help us here. This Psalm 62 is a wisdom psalm that eloquently urges us to have silent confidence, mm-hmm, in the victory of God over, y'all get this, all enemies. Because why?
Come on.
Salvation is found only in him.
Yeah, Lord.
You can look everywhere else. You can look and turn every corner and look under every rock. Are y'all with me here?
Come on, Bishop.
But you will not find salvation nowhere.
Come on.
But in him alone.
Yes, Lord.
And that's God through Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Are y'all with me?
Oh, yes, Lord. Come on.
And so the psalmist, he didn't say, my soul. That would have been pretty good. But he said, he put some weight on it.
Come on.
He said, this thing is true. He know for himself. And he's urging us to know. He said, truly.
Truly.
Yes, sir.
Truly.
My soul. Silently waits for God.
Come on.
From him comes my salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Now, in these two verses here, in Psalm 1, and 2, and David goes on to say, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
Come on.
So, in these two verses, right, can I help us?
Good God Almighty.
David declares his complete dependence on God.
Go.
I think I need to say that again.
Come on.
In these two verses, yes, David declares his complete dependence on God and nobody else. Because he understands time in David's kingship, in his ministry, he had done a lot of wrong that warranted to happen to him just what happened to him. But in a lot of instances, he didn't do no wrong.
Yeah.
And people still did him wrong.
Yeah.
So when you understand that, yes, we love people. Mm-hmm. But people are fickle, fake, and phony.
Come on, Bishop.
And so they are sometime in yes and sometime in no.
Come on.
And so we need to learn like David to put all our trust in God.
Yeah, Lord.
Because God is not sometiming, but he's one way.
Come on.
Matter of fact, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. For he changed not. And that's who I put my life and my hands in.
Yeah.
Amen. I will love on man.
Yeah.
I will help man.
Yeah.
I will fellowship with man. But I put all my trust in the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what David's saying to us. If we just learn how to stand still in the midst of trouble and don't be moved and don't be greatly moved by what they say or the accusations they're bringing or the lies that they assume. Are they fabricating?
Yes.
Stand still,
still
and see the salvation of our God.
Yeah.
Look at the text. Look at the text. Look at the text. David says, I silently wait. David expresses, Lady Thomas, silent resignation before the sovereign will of the living God.
Come on, come on.
To God Almighty. David says, I'm going to stand still and resonate within myself. Bring some calm about myself. Because I'm standing before the sovereign will of the living God.
Yeah.
And how many of us know out there this morning? If you're in the Lord's hands, you're in the best hand you can be in.
That's right.
Because not even the devil in hell can pluck you out the Lord's hand.
Right,
the Lord is too powerful.
Come on.
The Lord is too mighty. The Lord is too big.
Come on.
The Lord is too great, too grand.
Come on.
Nothing can compare to God.
Come on.
I hear him all the time. I hear him in the spirit talking and lying and bringing up stuff. But listen. David said, David says to us today, we have to learn how to stand still in the midst of trouble.
Yeah.
Not only that, my defense is in God.
Uh-huh.
God got my back.
Mm-hmm.
God got your back. He's our defense.
Yeah.
And so since David know, and we should know this morning, get the text, he is our defense. David says in the next line, next verse, I shall not be greatly moved.
That's it.
When we know who our defense is,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to be moved. What power can go up against God's power?
None.
What power can move God out the way? And so, since God is our defense, then you and I shall not be greatly moved. Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
Look at the text. Look at the text. Then it shifts to a question. David says, how long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. David addresses his tormentors directly, expecting that they will soon be judged or attacked by God. The word means to threaten or shout at someone. David asks his accused or address them directly, asking them, how long will you attack a man? And then David said, you shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. What is David saying? David is saying that you have no justification for attacking these innocent people. And since you have no justification, the Lord himself will avenge his own elect and will knock you down.
Come on.
Amen. You're already leaning. You're a leaning wall and a tottering fence waiting to fall. And so David addresses his enemies directly. And quite oftentimes, you and I directly.
Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Help us.
But the Lord will fight our battles.
Well,
are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Look at the word, for they only consult to cast him down from his high position.
Mm-hmm.
They delight in lies. They bless, you got to watch them, with their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But they curse inwardly. Now, first of all, for David to say this, let me bring it in. They only, the enemies, the backbiters, the naysayers,
yeah,
the plotters, the haters,
slanders,
the slanders, they only consult to cast him down from his high position. I got to deal with that. First of all, they only, David talking about the enemies of God.
Yes,
the one who God have in a high esteem,
mm-hmm,
or a high position. They don't like that God got him there.
Come on, Bishop.
And they want to knock him down from there.
Mm-hmm.
But can I help us?
Mm-hmm.
If God put him there,
come on,
you're wasting your time.
Come on.
You might as well go fly a kite or go sit up under a juniper tree.
Oh, that's
a white paper. Amen. Or you might as well go fish at a fish creek. Because you're wasting your time. God got them in their high position.
Come on, Bishop.
And you consulting with people to bring them down.
Plot.
And David say all they do is delight in lies.
Yeah, Lord.
You got to watch them. They bless with their mouth. Oh, I love you. I'm glad you're doing good. No, you're lying. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You wait for opposition to see me fall. But it ain't going to happen. But they cursing inwardly,
yes,
hoping that you fall. But David says,
come on, Bishop.
I'm so glad, in verse number 5, but even though they're trying to do all that, my soul waits silently for God alone. Are y'all with me here? For my expectation is from him. Come on, y'all, stay with me now. Wait silently. Now, a different Hebrew word, if you're going to get the word in, a different Hebrew word is used here. But the concept of verse 1, Lady Thomas,
uh-huh,
is restated. Expectation may also translate hope. Are y'all with me?
Come on.
So David is saying, go back up to verse 4. God got me here where I'm at.
Come on.
God placed me in this position.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. You're scheming.
Come on, Steve.
You're telling me. You're blessing me with your mouth, but inside your heart, you're cursing me inwardly, hoping I fall.
Come on, Bishop.
But David is telling us today, my soul waits silently for God alone. For my expectation is from him.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is in God.
Come on.
For he only is my rock and my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
He is my defense. I shall not be moved. So in verse 6, it is a restatement of verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
But strengthened by dropping the word greatly. Verse 7 restates verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Can I teach you a little while?
Go ahead.
My salvation and my glory may be rephrased, my glorious salvation. When we have salvation, that word salvific, amen, deals with salvation, but it deals with salvation of the physical man. That word salvation from God is provided from God alone. Man does not provide salvation.
Come on, Bishop.
Man provides help while God helped him, and he or she is able to help you a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But salvation comes from God.
Yes, it does.
It's a sure enough thing, and it's a sure enough help. Because it does not come from human hands, but it comes from a divine God who's in heaven, and his name is Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
And so now, in God is my salvation, yes it is, and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God.
Come on, Bishop.
So, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. And so, in verse 8, as we close, the Bible says, trust in him at all times.
Yeah, Lord.
Are y'all with me here?
Uh-huh.
You people, pour out your heart before him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, God is a refuge for us. What is King David saying?
Come on.
He's saying, trust, yes, in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
David addresses the righteous with a lesson of reliance on God. Mm-hmm. What is true for David, later Thomas, is extended to all in a believing community.
Come on.
In other words, yet David, he was a man after God's own heart.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he was. David was a great king, prophet, and priest, and a chief musician. Mm-hmm. David, I tell you,
yes,
he was a man after God's own heart. But this is not just for David, but if we believe like David believed, in the text here in Psalm 62, that same grace that God showed on David, well, he will show on the believing community of God. Well, I'm getting ready to close right here, but in my close, God is trying to help us to trust in him. Number one, trusting in God, David's heart is fixed. Well, and our heart should be fixed on God.
You've been listening to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. To correspond with them, 318-730-9788. And tune in next time for the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
If you have your Bible, go with me, amen, to Luke chapter 7. But I want to thank God for all of you, every one of you. Amen. Our visitors and friends, grace and peace from the Father. Let his peace be multiplied in your life in Jesus' name. If you would go with me to Luke chapter number 7, and I hope that someone will receive a word from the Lord today for you and for our growth spiritually. Amen. For our focus mentally, we need the word of the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter number 7. We're going to parade and peruse the periphery of verse 1 through 10. 10 verses.